This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school football, we're 2 days away from the 113th Guadalupe River Bowl between Seguin and New Braunfels at Unicorn Stadium. New Braunfels has had a lot of success in the series recently. The Unicorns have won 11 straight and 17 of the last 18. The last victory for Seguin came in 2013 in a 38-31 overtime victory in Seguin. The Matadors' last victory in New Braunfels was 20 years ago in 2005. Current Seguin head coach Craig Daly was an assistant coach on the 2005 team. New Braunfels leads the all-time series with 71 wins, 38 losses, and 3 ties. Friday night's game in New Braunfels, which has playoff implications in District 13-5A, will be the 99th straight season the Matadors and Unicorns will meet. We'll have more on the game tomorrow and Friday, and you'll be able to hear the 113th Guadalupe River Bowl on KWED. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday at Unicorn Stadium. Also on Friday, the Navarro Panthers will play their final regular season game at Irwin Lee Field. The Panthers will take on the Lago Vista Vikings, looking to close their regular season with 3 straight District 13-4A wins. Friday night's game is a potential play-in game to the postseason for both teams. Kickoff is set for 7:30 Friday night at Irwin Lee. The Panthers will move to the new Navarro High School and have a new football stadium in 2026. And the Marion Bulldogs play their final home game of the season Friday against one of the top teams in the state. Marion hosts Class 3A Division I, 4th-ranked Llano. The Bulldogs are 2-1 in District 13-3A. The Yellow Jackets are 3-0. Marion and Llano meet at 7:30 Friday evening at Veterans Stadium in Marion. There's high school playoff volleyball for Marion, Navarro, and Seguin. On Thursday, the Seguin Lady Matadors take on San Antonio John Jay in the Class 5A bi-district round. The Lady Matadors, District 27-5A champions, and Lady Mustangs, who finished tied for third in District 28-5A, will meet at the Alamo Convocation Center next to Alamo Stadium in San Antonio. First serve is set for 7 p.m. tomorrow. The Marion Lady Bulldogs will be in Pleasanton in the Class 3A bi-district round. Marion, the champions of District 27-3A, meet Hondo, the third-place team in District 28-3A. The match takes place tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. at Pleasanton High School. And the Navarro Lady Panthers travel to Bandera for their Class 4A bi-district matchup. Navarro finished second in District 28-4A. The Lady Panthers will be matched up with Carrizo Springs, the third-place team from District 27-4A. The teams will meet at Bandera High School at 6 p.m. on Thursday. And college golf, the Texas Lutheran men's golf team posted a dominant 15-stroke victory on Tuesday at the Belhaven Invitational in Flowood, Mississippi, to conclude the 2025 fall season. Sophomores Cooper Holloman and Brandon Munson tied for first in the tournament with 36 hole scores of 3-under, with Holloman winning the tournament following 2 playoff holes. Texas Lutheran posted a 2-round total of 8 over par, 584, to claim its first championship since last fall's Crusader Cup almost a year ago to the date. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.